This episode is brought to you by IVP. In the tumultuous journey of life, there are moments that leave us feeling disconnected, hurt, and wondering where God is. In her book, Away in the Wilderness, Christelle Acevedo offers a six-week Bible study designed for individuals and groups, encouraging readers that in challenging seasons, God is present. Available in both English and Spanish, Acevedo helps readers see that the wilderness is often where God meets us most profoundly. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Away in the Wilderness for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by Innervar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Judges chapter 4 through chapter 5. Deborah summons Barak. Chapter 4. The Israelites again did evil in the Lord's sight after Ehud's death. The Lord turned them over to King Jabin of Canaan, who ruled in Hazor. The general of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. The Israelites cried out for help to the Lord, because Sisera had 900 chariots with iron-rimmed wheels, and he cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. Now Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lapidoth, was leading Israel at the time. She would sit under the date palm tree of Deborah between Ramoth and Bethel in the Ephraimite hill country. The Israelites would come up to her to have their disputes settled. She summoned Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali. She said to him, "Is it not true that the Lord God of Israel is commanding you? Go march to Mount Tabor. Take with you 10,000 men from Naphtali and Zebulun. I will bring Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, to you at the Kishon River, along with his chariots and huge army. I will hand him over to you." Barak said to her, "If you go with me, I will go. But if you do not go with me, I will not go." She said, "I will indeed go with you, but you will not gain fame on the expedition you are undertaking, for the Lord will turn Sisera over to a woman." Deborah got up and went with Barak to Kadesh. Barak summoned men from Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and 10,000 men followed him. Deborah went up with him as well. Now Heber the Kenite had moved away from the Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' father-in-law. He lived near the great tree and Zaananim near Kadesh. When Sisera heard that Barak, son of Abinoam, had gone to Mount Tabor, he ordered all his chariotry, 900 chariots with iron-rimmed wheels, and all the troops he had with him to go from Harosheth Hagoyim to the Kishon River. Deborah said to Barak, "Spring into action, for this is the day the Lord is handing Sisera over to you. Has the Lord not taken the lead?" So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. The Lord routed Sisera, all his chariotry, and all his army with the edge of the sword. Sisera jumped out of his chariot and ran away on foot. Now Barak chased the chariots and the army all the way to Harosheth Hagoyim. Sisera's whole army died by the edge of the sword. Not even one survived. Now Sisera ran away on foot to the tent of Jael, wife of Heber the Kenite, for King Jabin of Hazor and the family of Heber the Kenite had made a peace treaty. Jael came out to welcome Sisera. She said to him, "Stop and rest, my lord. Stop and rest with me. Don't be afraid." So Sisera stopped to rest in her tent, and she put a blanket over him. He said to her, "Give me a little water to drink, because I'm thirsty." She opened a goatskin container of milk and gave him some milk to drink. Then she covered him up again. He said to her, "Stand watch at the entrance to the tent. If anyone comes along and asks you, 'Is there a man here?' say no." Then Jael, wife of Heber, took a tent peg in one hand and a hammer in the other. She crept up on him, drove the tent peg through his temple into the ground while he was asleep from exhaustion, and he died. Now Barak was chasing Sisera. Jael went out to welcome him. She said to him, "Come here, and I'll show you the man you are searching for." He went with her into the tent, and there he saw Sisera sprawled out dead with the tent peg through his temple. That day, God humiliated King Jabin of Canaan before the Israelites. Israel's power continued to overwhelm King Jabin of Canaan until they did away with him. Chapter 5, Celebrating the Victory in Song. On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang this victory song. When the leaders took the lead in Israel, when the people answered the call to war, praise the Lord. Hear, O kings, pay attention, O rulers. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord God of Israel. O Lord, when you departed from Seir, when you marched from Edom's plains, the earth shook, the heavens poured down. The clouds poured down rain. The mountains trembled before the Lord, the God of Sinai, before the Lord God of Israel, in the days of Shamgar, son of Anath. In the days of Jael, caravans disappeared. Travelers had to go on winding side roads. Warriors were scarce. They were scarce in Israel until you arose, Deborah, until you arose as a motherly protector in Israel. God chose new leaders. Then fighters appeared in the city gates. But I swear, not a shield or spear could be found among 40 military units in Israel. My heart went out to Israel's leaders, to the people who answered the call to war. Praise the Lord. You who ride on light-colored female donkeys, you who sit on saddle blankets, you who walk on the road, pay attention. Hear the sound of those who divide the sheep among the watering places. There they tell the Lord's victorious deeds, the victorious deeds of his warriors in Israel. Then the Lord's people went down to the city gates. Wake up, Deborah. Wake up, sing a song. Get up, Barak. Capture your prisoners of war, son of Abinoam. Then the survivors came down to the mighty ones. The Lord's people came down to me as warriors. They came from Ephraim, who uprooted Amalek. They followed after you, Benjamin, with your soldiers. From Machir, leaders came down. From Zebulun came the ones who marched carrying an officer's staff. Issachar's leaders were with Deborah. The men of Issachar supported Barak. Into the valley they were sent under Barak's command. Among the clans of Reuben, there was intense heart searching. Why do you remain among the sheepfolds, listening to the shepherds playing their pipes for their flocks? As for the clans of Reuben, there was intense searching of heart. Gilead stayed put beyond the Jordan River. As for Dan, why did he seek temporary employment in the shipyards? Asher remained on the seacoast. He stayed by his harbors. The men of Zebulun were not concerned about their lives. Naphtali
charged onto
the battlefields.
Kings came, they fought.
The kings of Canaan fought at Taanach, by the waters of Megiddo. But they took no silver as plunder. From the sky, the stars fought. From their paths in the heaven, they fought against Sisera. The Kishon River carried them off. The river confronted them. The Kishon River, step on the necks of the strong. The horses' hooves pounded the ground. The stallions galloped madly. Call judgment down on Meroz, says the angel of the Lord. Be sure to call judgment down on those who live there, because they did not come to help in the Lord's battle, to help in the Lord's battle against the warriors. The most rewarded of women should be Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. She should be the most rewarded of women who live in tents. He asked for water, and she gave him milk. In a bowl fit for a king, she served him curds. Her left hand reached for the tent peg, her right hand for the workman's hammer. She hammered Sisera. She shattered his skull. She smashed his head. She drove the tent peg through his temple. Between her feet, he collapsed. He fell limp and was lifeless. Between her feet, he collapsed and fell. In the spot where he collapsed, there he fell, violently killed. Through the window, she looked. Sisera's mother cried out through the lattice. Why is his chariot so slow to return? Why are the hoofbeats of his chariot horses delayed? The wisest of her ladies answer. Indeed, she even thinks to herself. No doubt, they are gathering and dividing the plunder, a girl or two for each man to rape. Sisera is grabbing up colorful cloth. He is grabbing up colorful embroidered cloth, two pieces of colorful embroidered cloth for the neck of the plunderer. May all your enemies perish like this, O Lord. But may those who love you shine like the rising sun at its brightest. And the land had rest for 40 years. New Testament reading, John chapter 7, verses 1 through 9. The Feast of Shelters. After this, Jesus traveled throughout Galilee. He stayed out of Judea because the Jewish leaders wanted to kill him. Now the Jewish Feast of Shelters was near. So Jesus' brothers advised him, "Leave here and go to Judea so your disciples may see your miracles that you are performing. For no one who seeks to make a reputation for himself does anything in secret. If you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his own brothers believed in him. So Jesus replied, "My time has not yet arrived, but you are ready at any opportunity. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I am testifying about it that its deeds are evil. You go up to the feast yourselves. I am not going up to this feast, because my time has not yet fully arrived." When he had said this, he remained in Galilee. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and righteous and holy God, we thank you for your word today, another day with new mercies. And we ask, oh God, that your spirit would be at work each and every day, helping us to further understand your word, growing us up, maturing us, correcting us, edifying us, equipping us for every good work as we are your children, O Lord. Lord, we are reminded, O God, that you often raise up socially unlikely leaders, people who are often suppressed and oppressed. We thank you, O God, for the wisdom that you have granted to your people. You've promised us that if we ask for wisdom, you would pour it out. And we thank you for the wisdom of Deborah. We are reminded of her role as one who decided disputes, Deborah as a judge, Deborah as a discerner of the times, Deborah as an empowerer of men that were filled with fear. We thank you, O God, for this reminder that you work through all people and that you work through the daughters of the kingdom. We thank you, O Lord, O God, for this unlikely hero in Jael. We thank you, O Lord, that while many would have thought that it would have taken a man or an army to defeat the enemy, there, O Lord, using whatever skills and means that she had, she defeated the enemy. And God, I pray right now that you would remind us, especially those who feel the pressure, the burden, the marginalization of being, in a social sense, being told that we should not lead or we lack wisdom or we cannot be significant. God, you remind us that you use all of your people, that there are no insignificant parts in the body, and that you have put whatever it is that we need to defeat the enemy in due time. And so, God, thank you for this reminder in your word. So whether that enemy is our own besetting sin, whether that enemy is the lies in our own head that accuse us, oh God, whether that enemy is the enemy, the father of lies, we thank you, oh God, that you, in you, we are more than conquerors because of what Christ Jesus has done. And so we cling to this reminder today that you will fight on our behalf. Ultimately, it was not Deborah or Jael, although we are inspired by their story, but it was the power of the thrice holy living God working through them to bring about victory. And so we thank you for that. We even thank you for this reminder of Barak, this story, this nervous, this anxious leader. And we thank you, oh God, that even in our anxiety, we can bring that to you and you bring to us comfort and you surround us with people who grant to us, who give us the offering of their courage, who walk with us. So today, oh God, we ask that you would give us more courage, that you would grant us more faith, that you would pour out more wisdom, oh Lord, and that in due time, you would fight and defeat the enemies in our life, the flesh, the devil, the world, our besetting sins. And we look forward to the day when we study war no more, when war is completely gone and done. It is completely cast down. We thank you, oh God, for the Prince of Peace and that shalom is breaking into this moment right now. And we ask, oh God, that you would bring peace in tangible ways throughout this world, throughout your creation, that you would hear the cries of children, that you would hear the cries of people in the streets, the whimpers at night, oh God, as they hear bombs, as they fear for their own lives. We long for the day when you crack the sky and war is indeed no more. But until that day comes, be with your people in power, in presence, and in victory. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
Let's go.